The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I don't know where the time has gone today. It's 5:30, well, almost 5:36, the clock on the wall tells me. And we're going to go back to the phones, and next up is Craig in Mount Gilead, Ohio. Hey, Craig, how are you today?
Well, actually, I was doing pretty good until just a little while ago, and you kind of ruined my afternoon, and I hope I can get out of this
movie. What, the Toy Story 4 thing?
Well, it was about the Disney, that last caller, you know, and you're talking about the Disney and everything.
Yeah.
And you said how they indoctrinate and propagandize.
Yeah.
Oh, man, those are triggers for me.
So you've been triggered, huh? Well, let's see. Let me think of some calming words that I could give you.
Educate and inform. They're not indoctrinating or propagandizing. They're educating and informing.
Right. Right, that's true.
I don't know how you don't see that, Bob.
Well, it's just I'm just a narrow-minded, you know, that's just the way I am, Craig. I'm working on it, but it's just the way I am.
But in all seriousness, Bob, I just had to do that, as you well know, and you well understand, just to illustrate how insane and stupid this whole thing has become about speech with the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
And then out there in San Francisco where you can't call a convicted felon. I mean, it's just insanity.
Okay, since you brought that up, that was two stories down in my stack. In case you're wondering what in the world Craig is talking about, here's the story. And I'm quoting from the story. Crime-ridden San Francisco has introduced new sanitized language for criminals, getting rid of words such as offender and addict, changing convicted felon to justice-involved person. An offender is now a justice-involved person. A convicted felon can be referred to as a formerly incarcerated person or justice involved or a returning resident. Returning from where? Well, returning from prison. They're not a felon. They're not a convict. They are a returning resident. And a juvenile delinquent now must be called, and I'm quoting, a young person with justice system involvement or a young person impacted by the juvenile justice system. That's what you were referring to, and that's a real story out of San Francisco.
Yes, that's what I was referring to, and it's causing me a lot of anxiety because now the next time in church that I'm asked to share my testimony, I got to go back and change a whole bunch of labels on me.
Well, the Fox News story reporting this, the last paragraph says, the newspaper noted an individual whose car has been broken into could well be known to police as a person who has come in contact with a returning resident who was involved with the justice system and who is currently under supervision with a history of substance abuse.
That would
be the police report.
That would be the police report. And then if my car gets broken into years after I'm a convicted felon, now we got Is it the same person that's justice involved, or is it two different people justice? It gets so confusing, Bob.
Now, Craig, remind me and our listeners of your background with the legal system.
Oh, Bob, I have a very – and before I got saved, I mean, I don't mind telling people because it's part of my testimony. I'm a twice-convicted felon. I was incarcerated four different times. Oh. I spent 10.5 years of my life on probation. I lost a house through foreclosure. I had a bankruptcy. And at the lowest point in my life, that's where I found Jesus Christ. Yeah. And I'll tell you, my worst day as a believer, hands down, is better than any days I ever had as a non-believer, no matter how good I thought they were at the time.
Yeah, Craig, you always bless me when you call. And I didn't remember all of the details, but I knew that you'd been incarcerated. I had forgotten that you were twice. How many times in prison?
Some of my time was spent in county jail. And
okay.
You don't have to have necessary felonies to do that.
Yeah.
So four different times I was incarcerated.
Yeah. Well, Craig, have you and I ever met face-to-face?
Yes, actually we have. You and I have met a couple of different times.
Okay.
I think a couple times maybe we didn't make the connections that I'm, mud-covered Craig when you were doing the thing for...
I remember. Yes. I remember now. All right. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, we have met. Well, God bless you, Craig. Keep telling your story. Keep sharing your testimony. And just keep living for Jesus. All right?
Every day.
All right. Craig, God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. I should not tell you this about myself. Really, I shouldn't. But this is the absolute truth. If you ask my wife, she will tell you. My memory is so weird, so bizarre, and I've been this way my entire life. The really important things I don't remember. And I'm being absolutely serious. I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm just telling you the absolute truth. The really important things I don't remember. The absolutely unimportant things I remember. Like meeting Craig. How important is that? A radio listener who's been transformed by the power of God. And now that he refreshed my memory, I remember that. I remember us having, you don't have mud on you and so forth. I remember that. But he had to remind me. But if Joy and I would take off on vacation and go like south to Florida, I could tell you every place that we stopped to eat and get gas for the last 30 years. I can. It drives Joy nuts. Do you remember when we stopped there? No. Do you remember we got gas there, and I got a bag of peanuts and a Diet Dr. Pepper, and that was, that stuff, I remember the most bizarre, weird, absolutely unimportant things that mean nothing. And the really important things, people I've married, people come up, you remember you married us? Really? I should remember that. And sometimes I get so embarrassed and ashamed, and sometimes I feel horribly guilty. But since I was a child, that is the way my brain works, and I have no explanation for it. And it's like my childhood. Joy has such vivid memories of her childhood, all the way back to when she was just a baby. I don't remember anything from my childhood. Almost nothing. A psychologist would have a ball with that. Say, you must have had a terrible childhood. I had a wonderful childhood. Godly parents. Wonderful parents who loved me. No real problem. I had a wonderful childhood. I don't remember first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. I remember a couple of things from junior high school. A couple of things. I remember a few things from high school. Not a whole lot. I really don't. You know, Joy will start talking about high school, and she had this friend and this friend and this friend, and she did this, and we were at there, and, you know, and she had, like, a reunion up in Maslin a few months ago, and she knew everybody, and they were told, you remember when we went here? And you, oh, yeah. I don't remember. It's just weird. It's just weird. It's bizarre. And through the years, I've just kind of accepted that my brain is just wired in a completely different way than most people. And the really important stuff, I don't remember. Absolutely unimportant things, yeah, I remember all that. So anyway, Craig, if you're still listening, forgive me for not immediately remembering you. I do now. All right. We're going to take the final break, and then we'll be back on Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and because it's Friday, we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to head to Upper Arlington and talk to Jim for a while. Jim, what is happening in Upper Arlington today?
Hey, Pastor Bob. Sunny, but cooler than I like it. You're not missing anything. I'm just joking. Hey, I got to tell you, I got to stop listening to your podcast at night because sometimes things happen on the show that cause me to think of something humorous, and then I just can't get back to sleep. Like last week, there was an article about the quote-unquote homosexual penguins nurturing an egg.
Yeah.
Okay? And toward the end of the article, the right woman came along, and the one male penguin, shall we say, switched teams.
Okay. Uh-huh, yeah.
And it occurred to me, well, it looks like, I don't know that the male penguin went through reparative therapy that is being outlawed in states, but it worked in nature. Why outlaw it for mankind in states, so to speak? It seems to be working in nature. And I want to put give some esteem to all the women out there that don't realize their own value. I mean, women are valuable to men just the way they are. They don't have to be anybody else, any way else. There's a man on this planet, I'm sure, that will love them and value them and esteem them and honor them just being who they are. So I wanted to give a shout out to all the great women in the world. That's about it.
All right, Jim. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, you as well. Bye. You as well. God bless. You know, I had an article in the Stack about the debate within the church between egalitarianism and complementarianism, and didn't get to it and won't because I don't have time. But God has created an order. Men and women are not the same. We have this crazy emphasis today that men and women are exactly the same. They're not the same. God created them different and unique. Not better, not worse, not superior and inferior. No, 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 no. But different. And God created them in a complementary manner. And women, God has put in place a system for your protection. And I realize the feminists are going, I don't need anybody to protect me. Okay, that's fine. But God has put in place an order where women are honored, exalted, revered, and yes, protected. I believe that one thing we need to teach our young men is to care for women and protect them. Call me sexist, call me whatever you want to call me. I really don't care. But women have an honored and exalted, revered position in God's creation. And we'll spend more time on that sometime in the future, because it's important and it's a raging debate in the evangelical church today. All right, real quickly, and I'll try to do this quickly. One of our listeners sent me a link to the I'm looking at it. It's from the official ELCA website, the Evangelical Lutheran Church website. And the headline that I'm looking at, 2019 ELCA Churchwide Assembly Summary of Actions. Dateline Chicago. Gathering under the name We Are Church, voting members of the 2019 Churchwide Assembly of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America made a number of key decisions to further the mission and ministry of this church. Keep that in mind. They made, and I'm quoting, made a number of key decisions to further the mission and ministry of the church. The assembly, the chief legislative authority of the church, met August 5th through 10th at the Wisconsin Center in Milwaukee. More than 900 voting members did the following. And I'm looking at six pages of resolutions that were passed at the annual ELCA convention that was held just recently in Milwaukee. Six pages. This is a summary of everything they did during the entire conference. I've read all six pages, word for word. There is not one mention of Jesus. There is not one mention of the gospel. They adopted a resolution that committed the ELCA to support the World Council of Churches Thursdays in Black campaign. They adopted a resolution commemorating June 17th as the day of repentance for the martyrdom of the Emmanuel Nine in South Carolina. They adopted a resolution to condemn white supremacy. They elected new board members. They elected a new, they reaffirmed the presiding bishop. They approved a social statement, Faith, Sexism, and Justice, a Call to Action. They adopted a declaration of interreligious commitment. They adopted a strategy towards authentic diversity in the ELCA. They adopted 26 memorials. They adopted a memorial that affirms the ELCA's longstanding commitment to migrants. They commemorated the 50th anniversary of the ordination of women. Six pages. Not one word about Jesus, the gospel, evangelism, nothing except social agenda. You want to know why the ELCA is dying? Well, that should be all you need. Have a great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.